Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, I don't know if you guys know this. I know that we have also been praying for Oklahoma, mm-hmm. and our hearts continue to go out for the people of Moore. Mm-hmm. It's horrific when you go through a storm. We have under our belt some storms. We've been through some hurricanes. We've experienced them, and we've also helped to help a lot of people that were affected by Katrina, mm-hmm. all the way from Mississippi, Waveland, Mississippi, to Louisiana.
I mean, yeah, Baton Rouge.
I don't know. I mean, I can't even remember how many Red Cross shelters we've been through, but we've visited Red Cross shelters all the way from Crestview, Florida, all the way down the Gulf Coast in mm-hmm. Mississippi, all the way up into Baton Rouge, which is several hours away from New Orleans. Mm-hmm. And we've been to New Orleans. We've been right there at the, you know, in the heart of what's happening. Mm-hmm. And when you see such horrific things that happen like that, you just say, Lord, you know, you got our attention.
Yeah.
You need to pay attention. And we miss it to all those people. And it was wonderful to just be there in times of crisis. Mm-hmm. And so I wanted to share some good news that's come out of Oklahoma. Okay. And not storm related, but right now we can use some good news coming from Oklahoma.
Definitely.
You know what I mean? We want to hear some good news. Well, some Oklahoma brothers, I don't know if you guys knew this, but Oklahoma brothers, they're called the Wagner Warriors. Wagner Warriors. They won the American Bible Challenge. The American Bible Challenge. These are three brothers from Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. And apparently it's a game show. It's a game show called the American Bible Challenge. And it's broadcasted on Thursday night. And they actually won this. The brothers is Joshua, Jesse, and Daniel. They're mm-hmm. Joshua's 23, Jesse's 21, and Daniel's 19. And they grew up just memorizing the books of the Bible and mm-hmm. studying the word. I don't have that memorization gift, you know. But one of the brothers, Josh, he has memorized 11 books.
What?
11 books.
Wow. Of the Bible.
Of the Bible. Daniel 9 and Jesse 14. He said he has memorized, and this Christian Post is reporting this, that they have memorized many of Paul's epistles, the Gospels of Mark and John, and the book of Acts. And I'm thinking, oh my goodness, this is just so amazing. They participated in it. Apparently, this is the American Bible Challenge. It's the program that features the comedian.
Jeff Foxworthy?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, I think I heard about that.
And he quizzes 18 teams. They're composed of three persons in a unique challenge. And it's their way to test their biblical knowledge. And of all the TV programs that are available, my goodness, this is a good one.
Yeah, right.
Son, daughter, you can watch this on TV.
Exactly.
And each episode, right, these three teams, they compete to win $20,000 for charity of their choice. The runner-up gets something like $2,500 and then like $5,000 prize. Mm-hmm. But the tournament grand prize is $100,000.
A tournament?
The tournament, yes, the tournament. Thank you, Pat.
Uh-huh.
So, <That's awesome>. they won, and this is what they said. Apparently, it came down to 60 seconds where they had to answer, I guess, a rapid, you know, question-answer type thing. And one of the brothers, Josh, had memorized the whole book of James a year ago.
Wow.
He memorized the whole book of James, and apparently that the answer that they needed came from the book of James, and they won. But they won $140,000, and all of that is going to world missions. It's going to missions.
Wow, how awesome is that?
It's incredible. I love that. Here's these young men and coming out of Oklahoma, which, it's so good to hear good news. Mm-hmm. But they've devoted themselves to abiding, to listening to God's word and memorizing and hiding God's word in their heart. Mm-hmm. And look what happened. You know, they were able to use that to do something good and raise $140,000 in their 20s, and they've dedicated it all to missions. I believe that they're in the ministry as well.
Yeah.
And I'm just proud of these young men, and I think they're a great example. And it just shows us the power of the word, that when the word is stored up in your heart, it just comes on out. And I'm reminded of Zamzam, the Muslim woman that we, right. the former Muslim woman, excuse me, that we spoke about this week, and her journey when she gave her life to the Lord. She was on a year-long Bible study, that a pastor and his wife took her through because she was a Muslim and she wanted to find some answers. And then after that, she did a comparative study of the Quran and the Bible and found the love of God in the Bible and God who is love. And then she begins to pray. And as she prays, she says that I felt like God unlocked my mouth. And all of these scriptures that I've been reading for an entire year came bubbling out.
Imagine that. Isn't that something?
It's amazing. It's wonderful. It's a power of the word.
Yeah. It's like the word says, and if you store it up in your heart, it doesn't return void.
God's word does not return void. As we hold these treasures deep in our heart, let me tell you, the Holy Spirit will remind you of those words. We can't tell you how many times it's happened. You're talking to someone, and all of a sudden, the Holy Spirit just reminds you of the scripture maybe that you were biting on that day, or that you memorized last week, or that you read, you know, 2 months ago, but it'll just come right on up. And there's power in the Word of God.
Absolutely.
Well, we're so proud of the Wagner brothers and what they're doing, and we encourage you to abide with the Lord. And if you don't have a plan on how to spend time with God, you can go to iabide.org. It's absolutely free, and request your plan today.
It is amazing how this is all working. It's people just like you, friends like you, that stand with us and understand, you know, we've got to make a difference in our generation, that stand with us prayerfully and financially, that just partner on a monthly basis to financially build a foundation that where we can carry this message not only to the nation of America, but to the nations of the world. It's amazing how so many people are being encouraged by a simple gift of a few dollars a month, $25 a month, $50 a month, whatever it is. And you know what? Together, if you're having difficulty in how to present the gospel to this generation, partner with us, and we together at VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program will bring the gospel to this nation, and this nation, by God's grace, to the Lord. Go to VFNTV.com and click on giving. VFNTV.com and click on giving. You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com. Or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.